The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he doesn't want me to be with his brother. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I live in a duplex, and his brother and the brother's girlfriend live next to us. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcomed in my house. My husband's brother and I are the same age. We're 46. My husband is 58, and he has problems with sleep apnea, so he's been sleeping with a CPAP machine to help him sleep at night. Because of it, I don't have a lot of sex with my husband. I have it with his brother instead. He gives me all of the great sex that I want and need, and we don't even have to sneak around to do it. He comes over after my husband falls asleep, and the sounds of his sleep machine drown out any sounds we're making in the next room. We are usually able to make love 2 or 3 times a night, once or twice a week. My husband sleeps right through it all, and I wake up happy and fulfilled. The girlfriend doesn't suspect a thing because her man is at his brother's house. The only issue that I'm having with this love triangle is that my husband's brother doesn't want me to have sex with my husband anymore. We had a talk and he was serious about that. I told him that I have to be intimate with my husband too, or he'll know something's not right. So what's crazy is I have to sneak to have sex with a man I married, but I can freely have sex with his brother. Make it make sense. He has threatened to end our affair. Does his brother have the right to be jealous? Does this sound crazy to you? What should I do here? Does this sound crazy to you? No. This sounds perfectly sane and sensible to me. Perfectly. You and your brother-in-law having sex in your house right under your husband's nose. What's crazy about that? Your brother-in-law doesn't want you to have sex with his brother, your husband anymore, just with him. Nope. Still doesn't sound crazy to me. Your brother-in-law is threatening to stop your affair if you don't stop having sex with your own husband. Well, doesn't every brother who's sleeping with his brother's wife want this? I mean, really? Okay, I'm being sarcastic here, of course, because I want you to hear how ridiculous this sounds. We are to believe that because your husband sleeps with a CPAP machine, you're having sex with his brother? You never once said your husband wasn't a good husband. You never said he doesn't love you. You never even said you don't love your husband. Your husband's not cheating. Nothing like that. I guess you're sleeping with his brother because you can, because he's right next door, or simply because you don't like his girlfriend. Those are the only things you told us about any other thing besides you and the brother-in-law. You asked Steve and I to make this make sense. Really? That's kind of impossible, because no one can make sense of this foolishness. And I don't want any parts of it. I mean, how can we possibly help you here? You don't want our help, because if your husband just happens to wake up one of those nights that you think he's sleeping through, I feel sorry for you and his brother. But until then, do you, boo. Steve?
Wow. I'm forever amazed at how people have created these new norms. Mm-hmm. How everybody now has all this dysfunctional faith, dysfunctional behavior, and then you want us to normalize it. like y'all don't see what I'm trying to do here? No, we don't. And we don't. And you trifling. You trifling. Your husband's brother is trifling. So this is a letter full of trifling mess, and now at the end of it, does his brother have the right to be jealous? What are y'all talking about? Okay. Y'all husband, and you and your husband live in a duplex, mm-hmm. and his brother and the girlfriend live next door to y'all in the duplex. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcome in my house. Well, now let's take this line right here. Because this is, now that we've read the letter, this makes perfect sense. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcome in my house. Oh, so she can't come over there.
You got a lot of nerve. Right?
Well, we know, based on this letter, we know why she can't come over.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's the party house. Mm-hmm. And she the only one ain't involved in the party. Out of the four people, she's the only one not involved in the party. You in the party, your husband in the party, your brother-in-law in the party. She can't come to the party house. My husband's brother and I are the same age. We're 46. Your husband is 58. He's got problems with sleep apnea, so he's been sleeping with a CPAP machine to help him sleep at night. In case y'all don't know what that is, that's that mask. That's that mask you put on. It pushes air through your nasal passages and everything, so you don't stop breathing due to a couple of problems you might have, and it causes you to breathe more freely. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now he got the machine on that. This is a CPAP machine, y'all. I used to sleep on a CPAP machine till I found a way to heal myself. Praise God for that. But one night, the CPAP machine came off and it fell in my lap. You know, I sleep naked. Then I found a whole nother need for that CPAP machine. I'm going to tell you something.
Hang on.
That CPAP machine falls in your lap.
CPAP.
You take that cup and you leave it there. Let me tell you something. Woo, Lord.
Okay.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Thank you for the background CPAP machine noise. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, he doesn't want me to be with his brother. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he doesn't want me to be with his brother.
All right, let me go through this quickly. Here's this woman that's 46 years old that lives in a duplex with her husband who's 58. They next door neighbors right next door in the duplex is his 46-year-old brother with her girlfriend. She don't like the girlfriend. The girlfriend ain't welcome over to the house. We know in the letter why she ain't welcome over to the house. Her husband and her don't have sex because he got some health issues. He sleep on a CPAP machine at night. And so we don't have a lot of sex with my husband. I have it with his brother instead.
That line.
His you brother. Raggedy heifer.
Thank you.
So now you sleeping with your husband's brother. He gives me all the great sex that I want and need. And when we don't even have to sneak around to do it.
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute.
Right
what?
In the house.
You don't have to sneak around to do it. Well, let me show you what she called not sneaking around.
Yeah.
He comes over after my husband falls asleep and the sounds of his sleep machine drown out any sounds we're making in the next room. Wait a minute, man. Y'all having sex in the next room?
This is foul.
While your husband is in the other room sleep?
Yeah.
His brother is in here sleeping with his wife? And you think the sleep machine drowns out the sounds y'all making. We're usually able to make love 2 to 3 times a night, once or twice a week. My husband sleeps right through it all, and I wake up happy and fulfilled.
Yes.
The girlfriend don't suspect a thing because her man is at his brother's house. The only issue that I'm having with this love triangle, now, guess what? And you know why he's over there at the house? Because you don't allow her to come over either. Remember that at the top of the letter? And
the girlfriend.
Never will because you don't like her. You created the dislike. You did this. The girlfriend ain't did nothing wrong to you. You doing something wrong to the girlfriend and your husband. So now, the only problem I'm having with this love triangle is my husband's brother does not want me to have sex with my husband anymore. What? We had a talk, and he was serious about that. I told him I have to be intimate with my husband, too, or he'll know something's not right. So what's crazy is, no, you ain't got to say that.
Right.
crazy been happened.
Letter.
Facts.
But now, she come, and see, this is what I'm talking about. These people have these abnormal behaviors and try to normalize them. Then she say, what's crazy is, no. What you mean, what's crazy? That's already crazy.
She's trying to trick us, Steve.
I have to sneak to have sex with the man I'm married to. But I can freely have sex with his brother.
Ooh,
wait a minute. Lady, no. No. Y'all have locks on these doors. You supposed to have sex with your husband. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be sneaking around on your husband. And you really shouldn't be sneaking around with his brother in the room next door while he in there.
Here we go.
Listening to that damn CPAC machine.
Let him wake up.
Then she says, I can freely have sex with his brother. How you call that freely having sex?
Mm-hmm.
You sneaking with your husband. No, you're not freely. Your husband is next door. She says, and I can freely have sex. Make it make sense. What? We can't.
What can we do?
You want to make it make sense. What's wrong with y'all? I done told y'all, quit having these crazy-ass behaviors. You done made it normal. Now you want us to help you. We got no help for you. We don't give a damn what you do. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though. Let me tell you what's going to happen. He has threatened to end our affair. Does his brother have the right to be jealous? Well, whether he has the right or not, he jealous.
Of her.
He don't have the right to be sleeping with his brother's wife, but he doing it. You don't have the right to violate your husband's trust in y'all's marriage with the dude that stay next door, which happens to be his brother. Does this sound crazy to you?
No.
Heifer.
Perfectly sane.
Do this sound crazy to you? What should I do here? Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Okay.
Your man going to wake up one night. Because let me tell you what happened when you wake up with that CPAP machine on. You can set it down and it'll blow freely for a couple of beats.
Mm-hmm.
Not long, but about 10, 15 seconds, I think, it'll blow freely. And then it'll cut off. And then you have to come back and put it on, and then it'll start back up again.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's going to happen is he's going to have to go to the bathroom one of them nights.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He's going to wake up. Yeah.
He's going to wake up, and that CPAP machine going to cut off, and he's going to hear that noise. Then
he's
going to look over and realize you ain't in bed.
Uh-huh.
He's going to think somebody done broke in the house and over there beating you. He's going to walk in the room. Y'all ain't going to hear him.
Nope.
And even if you do hear him, what is y'all doing in this damn bed together?
It's going to happen.
And then it's going to be on and cracking.
Yes. All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Then a girlfriend you don't like, she's going to come over and whoop your ass.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.